We've been studying for some time on our heritage, and just my heart has just been enlarged to take in a little more of what the Lord has provided for us, and I hope that the Lord will inspire us to see what our heritage is and not wish for something we already have available to us. I want to continue on with that this morning. I feel like the Lord gave us some more thoughts about heritage. And I want to start back in the same scripture we've used through this mostly. In Matthew 25 and 14, we read again, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." Now, you know, we've said this each time, I suppose, but you know, the kingdom of heaven is like that. It's like a man that left and went on a far journey, on a long trip, and he took his goods and he divided them to faithful servants. And he said, "Now you take care of this while I'm gone. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to reckon with you. And I want you to have increase of what I've given you." You know, this morning, I think through the different lessons, we've been looking at the great gifts that he's left to us and the goods that he's left to us and how valuable they are. And how rich they are. And if we can only encompass the fullness of them, I believe it would bless our lives in a wonderful way. And the good thing about it is, he didn't cut anybody out. He said it was for all of his children. He gave it to every one of us. And this morning, I trust that the Lord will do that for each one of us. Encompass. I believe there's a song that talks about that, encompassing more of his riches. You know, it goes on and it begins to talk a little about the responsibility that he has left with those riches. The Lord said he's like a man that's left, but he's coming back, and he told us that. And so he's going to weigh back in. He's going to weigh us in at the end and find out, "What have you done with what I've done? What have you done with all of these riches that I've given you? I've made available to you all that heaven has to offer, and I've made it available to everyone." And he's going to come back, and he's going to ask us to show for what we've done with what he's given us. And you know, this morning, I want to read this now. We've just read that verse mainly each time, but I want to read this part of this chapter about what it goes on to say about those goods that he has left to his children. It says, verse 15, "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability." You know, the riches that he entrusted different ones with different amounts, amounts of usage, I'll say. I believe he's just made his wealth available to all of us. But you know, he's given each one responsibility with that. And to every one of us, as we are able to bear responsibility, the Lord has given us a responsibility with what he has given. And I want to look at that this morning. He didn't put on every person the same level of responsibility. But one thing he makes clear, he put responsibility on everyone. Because he shared out his goods to everyone. And then he left. And he made it clear, "I'm coming back, and each one of you are going to stand before me." Then we read that, and he traded with them and made other 5 talents. The one that had 5 talents, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You know, he didn't upbraid him because he didn't make 5 talents. He gave him 2. And he doubled it. And he said, you've done well. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Now, he's just bringing a likeness here. He's just bringing an illustration to us. But he says the kingdom of heaven is like this. And so I think I always used to take this at the end of time. And I believe it applies there. But, you know, I think the Lord comes to us before the end of time many times. And he weighs us up and he says, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. I have more that I want to entrust to you. And so we're thinking maybe, well, at the end of the way, I want to be sure I've been faithful. And the Lord's thinking, I really want to take your double and double it again. And that's what he wants to do with our life. The Lord wants our life to bring profit to the kingdom of God. And these good things that we have, sometimes we look at this as a negative. Like, oh, I've got to do. No, the Lord has entrusted the riches of heaven to his people. To everyone that is saved, he has entrusted the riches of heaven. And we have something that can change the lives of people around us. It can change the world for some that are in the world and suffering. It can change people that don't have a clue about how to live or what makes life right or what makes families work well. It can help them. And the Lord has entrusted to us those riches, and he wants us to share them. The Lord wants us to take them and enlarge with them. Enlarge not only our borders, but I think he's telling us, I want you to go and get some of the enemy's borders too. I want you to take some of his goods from him. I want you to double what I've given you. And then I want to talk to you again because I want it doubled again maybe. And you know, the Lord's not a hard taskmaster. We feed from it ourselves, from what the Lord has given. You know, it says, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. I didn't destroy it. I didn't say it wasn't there, Lord. I kept it. I didn't say that I don't believe it or that it's not good. There it is, Lord. But you know, he didn't do anything with it. And it wasn't the blessing that it should have been. Because maybe by the time of this guy's life's end, he might have wanted him to have 10 talents instead of the 1. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Now, you know, I don't think I know he's not saying that God gathers where he hasn't sowed. And I don't believe the Lord is saying he's unrighteous. He's just simply saying the word is going to come down at that time. Whether you understand it or not. Well, Lord, I didn't feel like I could do that. Lord, you just don't understand how little I am. You know what? The Lord knows we're all real little. And we all need his help a whole lot. He understands that. But what he wants us to understand is, he's the one that does the work. He's the one that makes the increase. All he's asking us to do is give and obey. Give our life to him. Obey him. And you know what he'll do? He'll begin to increase and increase and increase our life. I believe that. The Lord has given to us responsibility this morning. Souls all around us. We look at the world with dismay. What are people thinking? What are they thinking? How they're raising their children? Do they not know that when they turn 16 or when they turn 13, they're going to start trying out drugs and dope and all of those things? Do they not know what they're doing is going to cause that? No, maybe they don't. Maybe they're so ignorant they were raised that way. They're just doing what they were taught to do. They need somebody to help them. And you know, this morning, I just want to challenge us. I believe the Lord wants to challenge us. I have entrusted to you my wealth, the things that I have, the good things that makes your life blessed. You love to come to camp meeting. You love to hear the songs of Zion sung. You love to hear the voice of the Lord. You love to read the Word. Now you've got responsibility, and he's putting that on us this morning. He said here, I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast that is thine. And you know, I think about that. There's a lot of things people say. He just mentioned one. I'm afraid. I was afraid. Some people would say, I was just too busy. I had this thing going in my life and I couldn't take time to hear your voice. I couldn't take time to increase that you gave me. And the Lord's saying, I gave you my riches. That's number one. I want you to make it number one. I want you to increase it. I want you to take what I've given you. And I want you to allow that increase to come this morning. He says, his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. He said, that's what this is going to be like. Now, I've entrusted to you the wealth of heaven, and you have turned a deaf ear to it. I don't think he's going to be very merciful to us in that day. He said, thou knewest that, anyway, he goes on, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. You should have at least done the minimum. You should have at least taken it and used it. He said, take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For every one, and this scripture brings fear on my heart, for every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I have seen this happen I don't know how many times. When people discarded, buried what God had given them and didn't use it. And you know, after a while, they don't even believe this thing anymore. They don't even believe the truths of God anymore. What happened to them? They buried them and God took even what they had, even what knowledge they had of righteousness and truth and godliness left them. And you wonder, how could they do that? Knowing what they, because he took it from them. You know, this morning, I really don't want this to be a negative thing, although the Lord put that in there. He's given us responsibility. You know, I think about the scripture that says, he giveth us richly all things to enjoy. The Lord has given us those things. You know, when they work is when we do it his way. We don't enjoy them if we try to take our way and his way. If we take what he's given us and we do it our way, it won't work that way. I was thinking about a man that I knew. I didn't really know him well, but I met him because we built a cabin for a fellow we used to work for down on Lake Tenkiller. And there was a man next to him that he had known for many years, 20 years or so. And this was back in the 70s. This man, we built the cabin, I think, in the early 80s. But this man had inherited a large sum of money, well over $1 million back then. And he went, bought him a place on the lake, and then he bought a boat, and then he bought cars, and then he got tired of that, and he'd sell them real, real cheap and buy some more. And by the time we knew this man, he was about to run out of what he had. And he did that until he squandered everything he had, practically. And the last I knew, I think they had to sell his place there on the lake even, because he squandered what he had. You know, this morning, I think about what the Lord has given us, and He's told us that we can fall, we, those that know the Lord, if we set our sights and our hearts on things that we shouldn't, we'll fall into many foolish and hurtful lusts and snares that drown men in destruction and perdition. You know, this morning, I believe the Lord would like for us to simply be diligent about the things that He's given us. And not only does it keep us from all of that, but I believe it doubles, it increases, and it increases, and it increases. Do you know, you see people and they go in this downward spiral, and you see them and they're losing more and more and more. And you know it don't have to be that way. You know, if you live for the Lord and we live unselfishly and we give ourselves to Him, I believe it'll be just like this says. I think when He visits us at different times in our life, He'll find more than we started with. And then He'll give increase. And we'll find that doubling. And we'll probably find it doubling again. And we'll find it increasing until we get to the end. I believe that. I was thinking about the opposite of what we see in the world with the downward spiral that many in the world get into. Then they get into drugs, then they lose their family, and then they lose their children, and then they lose some, many times their life. And you see that constant progression downward. They lose their peace, they lose their all the good things that God wants to give us. But I was thinking about how that if we will take what God has given us and ask the Lord. And I want to ask us this morning, how many of us have asked the Lord, what is my talent? And I'm really not talking about totally a talent like I'm good at something. What is the responsibility you have given me? What is the gift that you want me to have and that you have given me, both naturally and spiritually? Lord, what is it that I can use in your kingdom and you want to move upon and you want to bless? You know, I believe God has a plan of completeness. It completes our life. I think many times people struggle, and I know this is true. Lots of people struggle, and I have struggled at times with a feeling of acceptance. You know, I don't, you know, they're all on the inside. I don't fit real well. I do my work, but I will tell you what you do. You do God's will, and those things all kind of begin to take their place because you begin to minister in the way that God wants us to minister in our personal lives. Because this thing, this work of God is not done by one person. It's done by the whole, and He gives to each one a little piece of it. He gives each one a little piece of His gifting. And you watch people and you watch them. I know some here that are good with their hands. And I'm so amazed at the work that they can do. And it just comes to pass. It's a gifting. It's something they have. You know, if they withhold that, you begin to turn selfish. And the negative issues of life begin to consume you. And instead of this increase, you begin to suffer a decrease. I'm not thinking this morning of saying the world has to be saved and it's my job to go out there and save it. Our job is to do the will of God. That's what our job is. And to find out, Lord, what do you want? What is my part in this thing? And you know, when we begin to do that, our feeling of self-worth, now we don't look at it like the world looks at it. But I will tell you something. When you start ministering your little part, you feel better about yourself. You do. It's just a part of the whole plan of God that He made. He didn't make us to live in a world where we only serve ourselves. As we begin to open up our heart and say, Lord, what's my part? What do you want me to do? Well, somebody needs food. They've just had a funeral. You know what? A gift prospers everywhere it goes. The Bible says something to that order. You know what? When you do that and you minister to somebody in that way, they say thank you. You know what that makes you feel? I had a little part in this thing. You know, the Lord wants us to start using our gift and then watch it increase. I remember sometimes I used to go visit people and it seemed like I felt so awkward. I didn't know what to say. And it would have been easy to just say, I can't do that. I always feel awkward because I always did, almost. But you know, the Lord will begin to help us to get past some of those points that seem to want to stop us if that's what God wants us to do. And so we begin to ask the Lord, Lord, I want to use the responsibility, the talent, the graces, the goodness that you've put in my life to be able to cook, to be able to sing. You know what a blessing it is to the services for there to be a song that somebody got a hold of and God blesses that. Maybe the Lord just inspired them specially. You know what a gift that is to the service of God? I can't do that. Others can't do that, but those that are gifted can. You know, this morning, the Lord has a whole kingdom. And so He said He divided it. And He gave talents to different ones, all different sizes, all different kinds, to meet the person that you and I are. He gave us those talents, and He wants us to use them. And I want to tell you, when we start using them, they complete something in our life that we long for. They complete us as we begin to do the work of God. Now, what's easy for us to say is, I just don't have time. I don't have time. I want to tell you, we must have time for the work of God. Whatever it is that God has given to us, be diligent about it. Pray about it. Lord, I want to be in my part. I want to be fully giving my peace to this thing. I want to be in my corner. When it comes time to sing, if I'm a singer, Lord, would you give me something to bless the service? And ask the Lord. Be available. I believe we should ask Him, Lord, what can I do? You know, what's wrong with that? Have you ever had somebody working with you or for you or something? And they were always like, okay, I got that done. What can I do next? Don't you love that? It creates a good situation. You know, rather than, well, if God drops it on me, if He forces me, I will. You know, it don't work that way. And this morning, I just want to challenge us. God has given gifts to us here. Every group of people where there are saved there, you know, God has begun to work with those people. And He does that. And I just want to encourage us this morning. Oh, don't look at this as a negative thing. Oh, I better. I want to tell you, if you want the blessings of life and happiness and joy, give it to God. Give your life to God. I have seen people go out and neglect their family and take care of others. I don't believe that's the work of God. The Bible clearly tells us you first take care of your family. We do that. But you know what? We do both. We do both. We don't not do one because we do the other. We do both. And so this morning, we want the blessing of the Lord in a full way in our life. I believe it works this way. I've believed that for a long time. You know, we want our children to believe. We want them to take up this way. We want them to believe in the Lord strong enough that whatever the world throws at them, they'll stay with it. They'll trust in God. They'll know His voice. We want that, don't we? I want to tell you how they're going to get it. Part of it is they're going to see it lived in somebody. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Comes by hearing it out of your life. by seeing it in your lives. We want them to follow these things. I want to tell you, give it to God. Trust in Him. Give your service to Him. Make Him number one place. And I believe it'll have its impact. It won't always, you know, not everyone is going to be saved. But I will tell you this, I believe it'll have its impact this morning. Oh, the little saying that says, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. You ever heard that? That for the children? Sometimes it's for you and me. You know, selfishness in our lives. Now I'm talking about selfishness. We need to take some time for our lives. We do. But I'm talking about selfishness. When we're selfish, it breeds evil things. It causes us to be drawn away into many foolish and hurtful lusts. And things begin to attract us and to take our time and our energies. Something's going to take our time and energies. And so an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Let's get busy doing the will of God in our life. I don't know what that is for you. I try to discern what it is for me. And I want to be keen. I learned several years ago, listen to every word He says. If the Lord speaks, stop what you're doing. Write it down. Because you might miss it later. Write it down. It's important. The King just spoke to me. I don't want to forget to go visit somebody. And sometimes we don't write those things down as well as I should. But you know, I don't want to forget those things. I want to hear the voice of the Lord in our day-to-day work. You know, there's a work to be done with the widows. The Lord gives that to the church and to all of us. But I will tell you, some of us have more available time than others. Maybe the Lord wants that gift to be a little more on you than on the others. Yes, a little more. Well, everybody needs to share. Everybody can't share every burden. There's only so much of a person. We all need to fill our part. And when we all fill it well, I want to tell you, you're going to see some blessings. And I'm not chastising us as if we're not. I just want to challenge us. Because some are and some aren't in every group. But you know, this morning, we want to ask the Lord, Lord, how can I fill my place? I want to fill it. I want to fill it well. When you come back, I'd like for you to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Paul, when he was coming up to die, he knew there was a crown laid up for him of righteousness. He had been faithful. He said, I've kept the faith. Paul didn't come up wondering if, you know, hey, I don't know where I'm at here. Paul had lived this thing all through his life since the Lord changed him. I was thinking about ministering. I believe this. To every one of us, there is a ministering to God on some level, whatever that is. Now, there is people, and we know one of our songs came from this. One that wanted to go to the mission field, I believe it was, and couldn't go. And they had to stay and care for a sick relative. That was God's will. That was their work. And they diligently did it. But you know what spawned out of that? Brighten the corner where you are. You ever sang that song and it just lifted you up? Probably most of us have. You know what? That's what came out of that. The Lord had something for her that she didn't know about. Now, I don't know what she went on to do later in her life, but she left all of us something. Now, her work may have been very limited. She might have went to Africa and gotten sick and died a little while later. But the Lord had something that He wanted to be passed from generation to generation from that sister. And she did what God wanted her to do with the right spirit. And God gave her a real special gift to the rest of us. In Philippians 2 and 4, listen to what Paul says here. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also. He didn't just stop. Don't look at your own thing. You have to take care of your own things. But he said, every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Now, you know, it's not really in the heart of most people to just by nature want to be the servant. But I will tell you something, that's where the blessings are. When you start doing God's will and serving Him and serving others and serving in your little corner, it don't matter if it's big or small. What matters is that it's God's will for you and for me. That's what matters. And He puts the same blessing. He'll give the same amount of blessing, perhaps, on somebody that they're a shut-in. They can't do what someone else do. But I tell you what, maybe they can pray. Maybe they can have a ministry of prayer that most people can't. Maybe they can send a card, whereas others don't always seem to fit that in. Maybe they can make a phone call. You know, the Lord has something for us all. And when we do that, have you ever felt the blessing of God just come down and lift you up and give you a joy that's unexplainable? There isn't any way to explain it. It's just a joy that's, it's more than the joys of this earth. It's something deep, very satisfying. Take and improve upon the things God has given us. You know, the scripture says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Sometimes we forget that when we decide to water ourselves. That's far as it goes. But when we water somebody else, we get watered too. And you know what else we get with it? The love coming back from those we watered. You know what else we get with it? And sometimes we get hurt, but most of the time, many times, there's a blessing in it. There's a great blessing in it this morning. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. You know, I want us to look at another little aspect of this. The Lord gave these ones the different talents. But you know, He's made it plain to us that He wants all of our talents to be working together. He wants it to be, He said, like a body. You read a couple of chapters there, and the Lord talks about how the body works. Can one member say to another, I don't have any need of you? Is there any member of your body that you would be willing to say, I don't need it? How about your foot? How about your toe? Would you be willing to say, I don't need that? I don't know of any members that I'd be willing to say, I don't need. You know what? It's that way in the church too. We not only need one another, but we need to use our gift in that way. We need to realize my gift is important to the body. What can I do, Lord? What is it that you want me to do that you have in my life? And I want to tell you, you want to grow? You want to see the Lord begin to bless in a different way, a stronger way? Live this way. And what you'll find is God working with you all the time. He just like right together. The Lord working with us this morning. He said one place, He said, freely ye have received, freely give. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 2, He says this, for I determine, two and twelve. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And then the Lord says, in Matthew 10 and 8, He said, freely ye have received, freely give. You know, it's like that, isn't it? When you give of God's things, you get more back than you started with. When you give love to people, you haven't lost anything. You've gained something. And it increases that way. I want to think about a little story in the Old Testament. And I'm going to read a little part of it, but I'm just going to kind of quickly go over some of it. There were the Lord gave them manna. And that's Exodus 16. And it's from 13 to 20. I'm just going to read a little of that, though. In Exodus 16, and the Lord gave them manna. And this is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather it, every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. Now dropping on down to 18, it says, and when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over. He that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them. You know, this morning, Moses told them, he said, don't gather more than you need. You gather what you're supposed to gather every day and you'll have plenty. And it worked so well. But some of them gathered, they wanted to make sure, and they gathered more. And it says it bred worms and it stank. Now that just happened overnight. That just happened in a little bit of time there. You know, salvation is like that. If we gather this thing only to ourselves, and we don't want to enlarge our life. We don't want to give of our life. We don't want to open our doors to others. We don't want to take of our time. We don't want to give. I will tell you what will happen. It'll breed worms and stink. And in the end, we won't have what we had to start with. Instead of something precious and valuable that we take to our heart and we love and we thank God for it, we'll have something that stinks. It'll be called self-righteousness. It'll be called filthy rags in the Bible. You know, this morning, I believe the Lord wants us to realize, I give you something valuable. It's not possible for you to keep it if you just take it to yourself selfishly. Now, Moses told them this. Don't take more. You just take an omer. You just take it and put it, and that's what you take, and it'll be enough. And it was enough, it says. But some of them didn't believe that. They didn't do that. You know, this morning, let's have a heart of belief. Let's take to us an unselfish life. Let's take to us a heart that only says, Lord, I want to do all the will of God. Lord, I want your ways to live through me, but I want them to live through other people too. I want to bless the services. I know I don't feel like ever saying anything. I don't feel like saying amen, or I don't feel like I don't want to lead out in prayer, or I want to tell you something. If we live in a place where we decide, I don't, or I do, or whatever I want to do, it's going to breed worms and it's going to stink. And in the end, it's going to bring us problems, because God has entrusted some things to us. And he said, I'm going to visit you again. And to those that have been faithful, I'm going to increase. And I believe he visits us all along in life. Every little while he says, you know, you've been using what I gave you. It's been a real blessing in your life, and I want to increase that. And I will tell you, you want to convince others around us that this is the way, walk ye in it. I will tell you, live and let God's will live in our lives, and don't keep it to ourselves. Open up our doors to some here. I will tell you, God has callings for us. He wants to use our lives. He wants to enlarge us. He wants to use us in ways that we never even thought about. Maybe we never even thought, and I know everybody thinks of preaching, maybe we never thought that we would preach, but I want to tell you something. Maybe we never even thought of it, never crossed our mind, but I want to tell you something. God wants to use your life, and it's His gift. It's Him that puts it on people. It's Him that gives it. But it comes to the heart that seeks the will of God. Lord, I want to do your will. And you know what? He doesn't maybe even tell you at the beginning where you're headed, but you want the blessing in your life and in your heart? Then open it up and say, okay, I know, Lord, I can't speak much. Moses said, Lord, I can't speak. And he argued with the Lord until it really was a hindrance to him all through his ministry then. It was, because the Lord had to talk through him and he had to go through someone else, try to help them understand exactly what was said, all of that. The Lord wanted Moses, and Moses was a great man of God. But, you know, he hindered himself right there. Let's don't hinder ourselves. Open up our hearts. We might seem like we're little. We don't have much. I want to tell you, every little bit matters because it's the increase. One time we were on a trip, and an old minister brother lived out in Arizona, and we stopped by his place. What was his name? Brother Abbott was there, and I didn't know him. I wasn't around when he was preaching, really. And he gave us each one a dollar bill, and he prayed that the Lord would increase that. You know what? We might have just a little bit we can, and I'm not talking about money. I hadn't even thought of that. We might have just a little bit of our life that we can give. We might have just a word, a little word of encouragement, a pat on somebody's back. We don't hardly have the words to be able to be strong enough to say them. Give the pat then. Give the little card or whatever. Do the work. Be at work day. Okay, I can't do anything else. I can go to work day at Monarch. I can help get that done. It's not just about the work that's getting done. It's about us doing the will of God. It's about when we come back to the time that the Lord visits us. Okay, what you got? Well, Lord, I've been too busy to... I'm sorry. He said he's going to say, you wicked and slothful servant. You took that to yourself and I told you not to. I told you to take this and use it. The Lord's, I believe he's looking at it like that. That's what he tells us anyway. And so this morning, let's look to the Lord. Say, Lord, use my life. I don't care how little it is. I want to give it. I want to give my little part. If it's one word, I want to be faithful to give my one word. Or if it's one thing, if I can help paint a wall, if I can help push a cart, if I can help some widow get in the door, Lord, I want to do my part. If I can go back and speak to somebody that hasn't visited here before, I can do that. I can at least say, hi, we're glad you're here, and move on if I'm not a conversation maker. You know, I believe the Lord will take that and he will increase that. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. He's done that for us, hasn't he? Everyone according to his ability. I want to just read one more place. You know, I believe we're going to be most effective when we're just doing the job the great coordinator has given us to do. Because the Holy Spirit will do his job well. We just have to listen. Lord, I want to do my job well. And he may give us the job someone else isn't doing. He said he would do that sometimes. But he wants us to be able to bear weight and take responsibility. In Mark 16, we're all familiar with this scripture, aren't we? Mark 16 and 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Now, not everybody went as a preacher into the world in this way. But he gave this commandment to the church and to his people. And you know, this morning it says the Lord worked with them. When you do God's will and when you follow his will, he works with you at every turn. I don't believe there's ever a time that we'll come up against something that he won't help us through. And I say that because I've come up against so many things. Lord, I have no idea what to do. And every time the Lord has helped me through that and given me something when I had to have it. You know, this morning, the Lord wants the world to be saved. He wants, and you know, I know the world around us here is not all open right now. I want to tell you something. We can have our little piece in it, though. We can have our part in it. And to some of us, it may be there's work going on in Africa. We heard about someone, a brother, that's hungry this morning. Lord, I want to do my part. He's a brother. You know, this morning, let's just look to the Lord. Lord, what's my part? What's my little part? What will you anoint? And that's what I want to be doing.